All right, let's get into this. It's quite a journey we're taking today.
Absolutely.
For ages, science has been wrestling with these, well, enormous mysteries, right? How do you make quantum mechanics and general relativity play nicely together?
The micro and the macro, yeah, always the challenge.
And then there's dark matter. What is it? Where is it? Plus some really weird signals from the cosmos.
Big questions. Still unanswered, mostly.
But what if? What if there's a connection? We're diving into a pretty radical new idea today, suggesting space-time itself isn't the bedrock we thought it was.
That's right. The idea is it emerges.
Emerges from quantum information.
Exactly. And what's really compelling, I think, is that this isn't just abstract theorizing. It offers a potential framework based on information that might just link up these huge puzzles.
So it reframes something like dark matter entirely.
Completely. Not as some invisible stuff we need to find, but maybe as a fundamental limit on what we can actually observe about reality.
Okay, wow. Let's unpack that. Emergent space-time. Forget the smooth background picture.
Yeah, ditch the sort of static stage idea.
This model comes from the it from Qubit idea, right? Which basically says everything boils down to information.
Information is fundamental.
And it suggests the actual geometry of space-time, the shape of the universe, is really a result of quantum entanglement.
That's the core proposal. Think about entanglement. Einstein called it spooky action at a distance.
Right. Particles linked instantly, no matter how far apart.
Well, what if that spookiness isn't weird at all? What if that is the connection, the underlying network that manifests as space and time?
So the fabric of reality is literally woven from entanglement.
That's the picture. And if you follow that logic, gravity changes too.
How so?
It wouldn't be a fundamental force in its own right.
Hey.
More like an emergent effect, like temperature emerging from particle motion.
Okay, so gravity is what we perceive from the way this underlying quantum information behaves.
Precisely. And the theory posits something really mind-bending at its heart, a universal, unchanging ground state configuration, or GSC.
A GSC, like a master blueprint for the universe, made of quantum information.
Sort of, yeah. The ultimate logical qubit, maybe. And it's holographically encoded everywhere.
Holographically, meaning the information is stored on a boundary.
Yes, and projected. And crucially, this GSC is supposedly accessible or interfaces at every black hole singularity.
So black holes aren't just endpoints, they're gateways.
Gateways, or perhaps windows, into this fundamental, timeless informational state.
Okay, that's a lot to take in. If space-time is emergent, how would we even know? Where's the evidence?
Well, maybe we've been seeing hints all along. Think about the cosmic microwave background, the CMB.
The Big Bang's afterglow?
Okay.
Standard model says it should be smooth, isotropic.
But it's not perfectly smooth. There are these weird anomalies, the axis of evil, hemispherical differences, things usually brushed off as, statistical noise.
Just flukes in the data.
Maybe not. This
Huh.
model predicts those anomalies aren't flukes. They could be actual physical imprints.
Imprints of what?
Of the structure of that GSC we just talked about,
Yeah.
the large-scale expression of this underlying quantum network.
So the CMB weirdness is like a fossil.
A fossil record, exactly. A fossil of the universe's wave function collapsing the moment it transitioned from a quantum state of possibilities to the classical reality we see. We're seeing the seams, so to speak.
Wow.
Come on.
Okay. And then there's dark matter. This is maybe the most radical part. We've spent decades looking for particles, WMPs, axions.
Right, huge experiments deep underground.
But this model says maybe dark matter isn't a particle at all.
That's the implication. What if it's the gravitational effect of information we fundamentally cannot access?
Information we can't access. How does that work?
Think of it as an epistemological boundary, a limit to knowledge. When we, as observers, interact with the universe, we cause decoherence.
We choose one reality from the quantum possibilities.
Right. We essentially collapse the possibilities described by the GSC into our single classical timeline. But in doing that, we become blind to all the information defining the other potential realities contained within that GSC.
The paths not taken.
Exactly. And all that inaccessible information, all those other potential branches of the multiverse, still has gravitational influence according to this theory.
And that gravitational pull is what we perceive as dark matter.
Precisely. It's the gravitational shadow of the multiverse, cast onto our observable reality.
Okay, so hang on. If it's a shadow of inaccessible information, it's not like a fixed halo of particles around a galaxy.
No, it shouldn't be static in the same way. The model suggests it's dynamically generated.
Meaning?
Meaning, the amount of apparent dark matter shouldn't just depend on the visible mass, the baryonic mass. It should also correlate with the activity of that system.
Activity, like star formation.
Yes, the informational complexity, the entropy production. A busy star-forming galaxy is constantly interacting, decohering the GSC more actively.
It's more active decoherence machine, as you put it.
Right. So it should appear to have more dark matter effects than a quieter, older galaxy of the same visible mass.
That's a completely different way to think about galactic dynamics.
It really is. It ties galaxy evolution directly to this fundamental quantum process.
So this whole picture, it really offers this unified vision. Solving the quantum gravity problem and the dark matter problem potentially in one go.
By fundamentally changing our definition of space-time and reality itself, yes.
And you mentioned it's testable. That's key.
Absolutely critical. It's not just philosophy. The theory predicts specific things we could look for.
Like what?
Things like a particular kind of non-Gaussianity, specific statistical patterns in the CMB data that go beyond standard predictions, also potentially fractal patterns in how galaxies cluster on the largest scales,
okay,
and even potentially a discrete mass spectrum for primordial black holes if they exist and are linked to the GSC. Specific, measurable predictions.
So the universe isn't just a stage, it's actively shaping itself through its own information. And dark matter isn't just stuff, it's the edge of what we can know.
That's the essence of it.
Yeah.
Very different cosmos.
It's an incredibly bold, interconnected vision. Leaves you wondering what other cosmic puzzles might look different through this informational lens. Something for you to think about.